Today I speak to Therese Laflèche. She was born in Canada and raised bilingually with French and English. With Laflèche Lingo, she offers language retreats in different countries, including Spain, Italy, and Canada. Her coaches include, amongst others, Vladimir Skultetti for Mandarin, who I also interviewed about learning Mandarin. Therese, welcome to the interview. I'm so happy that you could be here today.
Well, thank you for having me, Gabriel. It's a pleasure.
So you do those language retreats where people go for a few days or weeks and only learn and speak that language that they're actually learning. Can you talk a little bit more about the concept itself and how it works?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So the retreats tend to be 1 week. It's mostly in the target language. And so the first day, everybody usually gets together late afternoon, and we have a bit like of a meet and greet. Everybody gets settled. And so it becomes a very social atmosphere. Okay, so it's not your typical classroom. And then for 5 days, we live together, we eat together, and pretty much 90% of the day is done in the target language. But we have, for instance, we have breakfast, and then we will have about 2 hours of classroom time. I use air quotations because it's in the living room or by a pool. And all the course materials is based on the interests of the group. And then we have an outing. So every day we have an outing. And so, for instance, if we are, say, in Italy, maybe one of the outings will be a tour of the vineyards. And so the classroom time will actually be, you know, discussing textures, tastes, odors, different things that we will then go and put into practice. And then there's, after the outing, there's 2 hours of free time. And so then you can kind of like relax, go back to your native language if you need a bit of a break. Mm-hmm. It's up to you. And then we regroup, we do a bit of a review, we have dinner, all in the target language. And then at the end, then again, it's up to the person. And so everybody has their own room and everything, so they can go back and watch a movie in their native language and just relax. Or usually there's a pool or games room, or so then you can continue with the group in the target language, playing games or whatever they decide to do.
Mm-hmm. And why is it okay to speak their language, like if it's only for a week? Because I know those kinds of language retreats where you get sent home if you speak your target language. Why did you decide to allow if you speak your own language, why did you decide to allow their native language or any other language?
That's a good question. It actually depends on the level of the person. And so for somebody that, you know, is a bit of a moderate level, this is supposed to be enjoyable for them too. And so regardless of what your level is, that first day is already going to be hard because you really have to, you know, you're immersing yourself. And it takes a lot of brain activity and a lot of energy. And so in order to keep it, you know, really relaxing, that's why I decided to do that. Normally, when you get into a higher level, people don't take advantage of that and they try to stay in the target language.
Mm-hmm. And what level does somebody have to participate in such a language retreat?
The minimum would be an A2. Mm-hmm. If you are like a complete beginner, it's too much. Mm-hmm. For myself anyway. Mm-hmm. It's a too high of a gradient, yeah.
And what happens usually after a week? Like how much do they improve? What do people tell you?
The magic number is usually day 3. And so after a week, there's huge improvements. I've done classes, you know, I've had students where I've seen them for an hour and a half or 2 hours a week. And after maybe a year and a half or 2 years with the person, I will see the same results after 1 week in an immersion class.
Say that again, after 1.5 years to 2 years, that's equal to 1 week of language retreat?
Yeah, approximately. I know it sounds extreme. But there's different things that go into effect too, you know. I mean, when I have somebody once a week, or even myself when I was learning, you know, once a week, you actually have over 140 hours that go by between the two. And if you don't practice, there's a good chance you're going to forget a good portion of what you learned. Okay. and so you bypass that. You don't have that time lag. And also, you're doing the actions too. So you're not just using one method of learning. You know, you're learning something, and then you're actually going out and using it and doing it. And it's more of a real life situation. And so you never have vocabulary that you won't use, that you can forget.
So basically comparable to a setting where you have 1 hour a week for, where you learn 1 hour a week in a classroom. Is that where you compare to?
Yeah, exactly.
And what about, for instance, in Germany, there are lots of these intensive courses where you have like every day from 8 to 1, you have those German classes. And so what do you think in comparison to that? Because those classes are different. You actually, those are language classes where you learn grammar, where you learn lots of different topics. So what do you think in comparison, what do you think a language retreat is in comparison to that?
I think those language classes are very good, definitely, especially for beginners. But it's not always real life. Okay. I mean, even when I have like one-on-one students for a weekly basis, I don't have like a standard book that I will use with them, because I did do that at the beginning. I used the typical textbooks, but I found myself with business executives teaching them how to book a hotel or hail a cab, and they had no intention of ever leaving because all their clients come here to them. You know, and so the difference with the retreat is it's really customized to your lifestyle and to what you're going to use. And I think that's what helps speed up the process as well, because when you're talking about something you're interested in, you're going to speak more, and the more you speak, your confidence goes up, and it becomes this nice circle that just goes around and just speeds up the process.
So you speak of business executives. Who is this for everybody?
Sorry.
Yes, the connection is grainy.
Yeah.
All right, so I think now it's back. So like business executives is a good group. Who is this for in general? Is this for everybody, or is this for a particular group? What do you think? Like not only applying to your language retreats, but in general.
I think it's for anybody that's really motivated, that has the purpose for doing it. I mean, now I'm starting to expand because I'm starting to do coaching for expats. So, you know, now it's leading as well as doing business execs, people that are looking to move abroad and getting them ready for their new home.
Is there anything people complain about language retreats, like things that they don't like, like disadvantages of language retreats in general? What do you think?
The first day is difficult, because you are submerged into it. One thing that I have kind of been tweaking is the group itself. And so I pre-qualify everybody now to make sure that, you know, the group, it's always a small group, but that they have the same interests. Because it's one thing to have, you know, the same level in a group, but if you have totally different interests and different personalities, yeah, it might not be that much fun, because you are living with these people for a week. And so that could be definitely a disadvantage, is if you end up with people that you just don't agree with or don't like anything with, and then you end up with activities that are not of interest to you.
How big is a group?
The smallest is 3, the largest is 8.
And they all stay in separate rooms?
Yep. And so usually I will rent a place that, so everybody normally has their own bedroom and bathroom. From time to time, there may be a couple people that have to share a bathroom. But otherwise, yeah, they're always large enough locations that everybody has that private space as well.
And then during free time, they talk to each other in their target language. And is that how it works?
Yeah, I mean, well, during the free time is usually after the outing. And so, you know, we will go out and we will have lunch and do an outing, and then they can stay in the city for a couple of hours. And so people can actually go their own way. And then in the evening, people are usually back at the house. And so, yeah, they usually do continue to converse, or board games is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I just wanted to add to the biggest progress I usually see is actually over breakfast, like over the meals, because they're in a much more relaxed state and they're not thinking of learning. They're just conversing, and so they're not afraid of making mistakes. They're not paying attention to making mistakes, and that's normally, surprisingly, where you see the biggest advancements.
Mm-hmm. So they speak to each other in their target language, and then they don't care that they're making mistakes, and they're just speaking their mind freely.
Exactly. Yeah, and because it's a small, intimate group, people start to correct each other as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's a team effort. Yeah.
And is the coach listening in at all times and then helping out, or how does the coach fit into the picture in the outside the classroom times?
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, the coach is always there except for the free time,
mm-hmm.
And then corrections will be made, and also ensure that the target language is used. So I have actually had one where with some Germans, and we ended up, there was one who kept throwing in that German word, he would like genau or, and so to get them out, we actually had a jar, and for every German word that was used, people had to put in a euro. And then at the end, we went to a club with donations.
All right.
So the coach is there to definitely make sure that when it's not your free time, you stay in the target language.
Okay. And I want to go back to the week, because it's only a week, and I know of language retreats that are 2 weeks, 4 weeks, or even 3 months. Like, I think one really popular one is the Stanford program in China, where it's like 3 months, if I recall correctly.
Okay.
So why did you decide to go for only 1 week? Because I think I haven't heard of language retreats that are that short yet.
Mm-hmm. Because it's not like your typical immersion. And so, as I mentioned, I mean, it started with business executives. And so that's the amount of time that they could comfortably take away from the office. And the idea really caught on well, because it's sort of like a vacation. And so for business owners or execs that have very busy schedules, they saw the benefits, because it was a vacation. They were going to a nice location. They could bring their wife and she could go shopping or do what she wanted while they learned their language. It was a tax write-off, to be honest, was an appealing thing as well. But there's also preparation now as well. Like, it has evolved as well. And so there's like a Facebook group for each location that starts, so we can get to know each other and they can start practice doing assignments.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's follow-up.
And then do people typically repeat, like come again a year later or something like that?
This is still relatively new. I can't say that they have. There's a few people that I'm hoping will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, if you don't feel comfortable talking about exact prices, but maybe you can talk about a ballpark so that people can decide whether they can afford something like that or not. Maybe in general, like, you don't even have to apply to your program, but in general, what do you know about the market?
To be honest, I don't know many others like this, so I can't do a general. But I mean, for these, it varies a little depending on obviously the location and then what the outings are. So far they have varied between 2,500 and 5,000. And that is everything. I mean, you have to arrive and you have to leave. So the transportation to and from is up to the individual. However, once you've arrived, then everything is, the outings, the meals is all covered.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like school. We're not in a dorm or anything like that. It's usually, a mansion or a chateau, or in Italy, we have a private chef that comes in for the dinners, and so if we go to Spain, obviously it's a lot cheaper than going to Canada or the US in San Diego, where the prices are higher.
True. And what are other questions that prospective clients ask you about those retreats?
I think a common question is, are you going to take away my cell phone? Because that seems to be coming. And up until now, I haven't. But it's something that I'm thinking about, actually. It's to really like disconnect them from the outside world, because you're there to relax as well. I really promote relaxation because you learn so much easier if you're relaxed, and you remember more as well. And so if you get the phone vibrates and you get like bad news from the office, it kind of cuts down on the benefits. And so
That's
I'm
true.
contemplating doing that.
That's true. Any other popular questions that somebody might have? Maybe I can't think of them right now, but somebody that watches this video would have and would need answering.
I'm trying to think. I'm not too sure what I normally get. Because, let's see. Yeah, see, before doing the retreat, I always do like a discovery call with the person for 30 minutes. And then they get to choose an outing, because each person that participates chooses one of the outings. I guess, if somebody chooses an outing that I don't like, do I have to attend? And yes, you do. Yes, you do, because there's only one coach with you, and so you have to stay with your coach. Yeah, and try to find something interesting with that outing.
All right. I think I have a pretty good picture of how this whole thing works. Is there anything else you want to add to? Yes, the
Cut
connection
out
is
again.
going. Is there anything else you want to add to the description of your language retreats or a language retreat in general that we haven't talked about yet?
I think if you come across any language retreat, definitely take a look at the benefits. And yeah, don't necessarily get caught up in the pricing, because you have to look at what your advancement is going to be, and then do the math of if you were to do it any other way. I mean, for myself, I'm ashamed to say that my German still, I mean, I can't do this interview with you in German. I'd be able to answer one or two questions. And it's just, I've tried different methods, and everybody has their own personality. And so this isn't for everybody. If you're a person that doesn't like the group dynamic and are more of a solitary, it might be more uncomfortable for you. But definitely take a look at everything and get on a discovery call, with myself or anybody, and see if it really is a good fit.
Okay. And where can people find out more about your language retreats?
So on my website, there's a contact me. It's going to be updated because the locations are changing and there's dates that are going in. But there is a contact form there, or they can also email me at therese@lafleshlingo.com.
Great. Therese, thanks so much for
Thank you.
participating.
All right. It was good talking to you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.